T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are joined live on the phone now by Captain Charles Blankenship, who was the commander of the USNS Comfort during the Gulf War. Thank you so much for joining us on 1010 Winds.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. So you're in a unique position to really give us the inside scoop on this incredible vessel that has now pulled into New York Harbor. It is undoubtedly impressive to see from the outside, but describe to us what it's like on the inside.
Well, it's everything that's important on the ship is on the main deck. You can land patients on the flight deck and take them in an elevator right down to the main deck, or you can take patients from the water level up to the main deck. When you get to the entrance of the ship, at the forward end of the ship, if you go down the elevator, there are 50 receiving beds, casualty receiving beds. And then directly behind that, you have the X-ray department, and then you have 14 operating rooms, one of which was converted into an invasive radiology suite. And then behind that, you have the recovery room, and then 3 ICU locations with 20 beds in each unit. So all of the main patient care is on the main deck. And then underneath the main deck, we have beds for people that don't require intensive care, probably around 900 beds below the main deck. They're like bunk beds. People that can't get around very well are on the bottom bunk, and people that can move around are on the top bunk. And it's an amazing ship. I was actually the commanding officer of the hospital on board when we went to New York City for the World Trade Center attack in 2001. And we used it at that time like a hotel for all of the relief workers in New York City, and providing laundry for them, food service 24 hours a day. And we even had a place set up on board for Mayor Giuliani if he needed to do anything during the day while he was over at the pier at the Emergency Operations Center.
So the folks on this vessel, this folks on this vessel will be treating patients other than the COVID-19 patients, if I have that correctly. Obviously, the team there is trained in all kinds of emergencies. I can imagine, can only imagine what you were seeing during wartime, but they can pretty much handle anything, right?
Yeah, that's correct. It's a modern hospital afloat.
And who are these medical professionals on board? Are they active duty Navy?
Normally, the crew on the East Coast of the Comfort, the majority of the crew are active duty that come out of the Naval Hospital in Bethesda, the Walter Reed National Medical Center. Frequently, we will call up reservists to help support the ship. And like for the humanitarian events, when we go out, we have volunteers come from different groups across the country, and it wouldn't surprise me if they didn't have a lot of volunteers on board for this event, especially out of the state of New York.
You know, it's called the USNS Comfort, and I'm sure that it's comforting just to have seen it sail into New York Harbor. We're in such a situation here in New York City like we've never been. What would you say to the families of those patients that are going to be moved from hospitals onto this vessel. What is your message to those families about the care that their loved one is going to receive?
They will get outstanding care on board, care like you would get in any major medical facility in the country. And because of the event that caused the ship to be mobilized, there will be a lot of one-on-one talking back and forth to help people get over this event.
Captain Charles Blankenship, thank you so much for your amazing insight into this vessel that has now sailed into New York Harbor to help us in this battle, and it truly is a battle. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you.